We do not have any books. Does anybody have a song they'd like to sing from the children's book by heart? Awesome. Okay. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Giving away my candy.
There's lots of candy, see?
Hey, you're hijacking the Sunday school.
I have one.
That was awesome. I didn't know you were coming. I was just keeping them. Oh.
What's going on here? You're stealing my candy.
I guess if you want to, you can continue on where I left off.
You may continue. Can't you read my sign? What does my sign say?
Do not eat the candy.
But you took my candy. Boys and girls, you ate my candy. But what is done is done. You took my candy. Let's sing. First verse of Into a Tent. Into a tent where a gentry boy lay, lying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carry, said he. Nobody ever has spoken through me. Story repeat o'er and o'er. called high-speed evangelism. And when we're driving along the road, we see some people along the side of the road, we hold out some gospel tracts. And they see we're holding them out, and they all put their hands out, and we let them go, and you try to make them so they land right at their feet. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But they run, and they get the tracts, and they start to read them. And one time, the guys were with me, there were three or four guys with me, and they got a big bag of candy. And now the people there in the village, they can't afford penny candy. They don't have money. And so when we throw the candy out, they run and get the candy, and they enjoy it. Well, we have a lot of candy available to us in this country, and we can have it any time we want it. Even today, some of you have taken or eaten some of my candy, but you should not have taken my candy. The sign says, "Do not eat the candy." Let's sing "When He Cometh," the first verse.
When He cometh, when He cometh.
In this world, and it was good. God created man. He created man special. Boys and girls, He created you special. And He formed man out of the dust of the earth. And God made man in His own image. And God breathed His life. He breathed life into man. Let's sing John 3:16. John. Chapter 2, we're told that God told Adam to eat any fruit of the Garden of Eden except for the fruit of one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if they ate of that tree, they would surely die. God didn't want them to die. God created Adam and Eve, and He created you, boys and girls, to be His friends. Well, when Adam and Eve were in the garden, God came down from heaven. And He came down into the garden in the mornings when it was still cool in the day. And He visited with Adam and Eve. They enjoyed a good fellowship. They were good friends. In Genesis chapter 3, we find that man and woman, they had good lives in the Garden of Eden. They had no real work. There was no hunger. There was no thirst. No pain. No tears, no sorrow. There was no death. There was no sin. There was no sin. So they didn't even wear clothes. And they were not ashamed. God gave Adam. He gave them control and authority over creation. And God told Adam to give names to all the animals. I don't even know how many animals there are, and I don't know fraction of the names of all the animals. But Adam, he named all the animals. And he named the big important animals. The ones like the lions and the elephants and the donkeys. And then he named the little insignificant animals like the fleas and the ticks and the cats and the roaches. Well, God talked directly to Adam and Eve. And God told them not to eat the fruit of that one tree that was in the middle of the garden. And if they did, they would surely die. Eve went, she went close to that tree. And she started looking at that tree. She wanted to check it out. God said not to eat of it. Why not? Well, Satan the serpent was there. And he called her, come over. And he tempted her. And he said to her, did God really tell you that you should not eat of the fruit of the garden, of every tree of the garden? And she said, yes. If we eat of the tree, of that one tree, the tree, we will die. Bah, said Satan. You will not die. Satan lied to her. And that woman looked. And she listened to Satan. And she saw that the tree was good for food. And it was pleasant to the eyes. You look at this candy, it looks pleasant to the eyes, doesn't it? Well, Eve, she was deceived. Well, she ate the fruit. And then she took it to Adam. And she tempted Adam with the fruit. And Adam ate the fruit. Where is Adam today? Adam is dead. God told him you would die if you eat that. And so they are dead. Where is Eve? She is dead. God warned them. He said, do not eat the fruit. But they disobeyed. And they ate the fruit. There's a sign up here that says, do not eat the candy. But what did some of you do? You took the candy. What were you thinking you're going to do with that candy that you took? Are you going to eat it? Some of you ate my candy. And the candy was sweet to eat. But now you feel terrible inside because you disobeyed the sign. You disobeyed me. Look at the signature here. That doesn't say Tim Wright. That says Tim Roach. You disobeyed my sign. And you listened to Tim Wright. And you ate my candy. Genesis 3 verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Adam and Eve disobeyed, and immediately they began to die like a leaf. See, look at this leaf. It looks good. Looks like a nice leaf, but it has no life in it. Adam and Eve, they still looked good on the outside. But inside they were sick with sin and they were dying. They became sick with sin. Adam and Eve, they had children, just like your mom and dad had children. Adam and Eve had children, but the children were sick when they were born, just like you. When you were born, you were sick. You were sick with sin. And just like Adam and Eve's children, you were born sick. Sick with sin. Sick with a sin, with a death sentence. Because of your sin, you will die. And you do sins. Every one of you, you do sin. I don't know what sin you do. Maybe you disobey your mom, you tell lies, you fight, you disobey. But you do sin because you were born sick with sin. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God says that the person who sins will die. And He says that the wages of sin is death. And the wrath of God abides on you. You are damned. He's condemned you to death because you are a sinner. And you're damned to the lake of fire, to a lost eternity. All because you were born a sinner. And you have sin in you. And you are slowly dying from your sin. Look at this leaf. We know that leaf is dead because it looks dead. This leaf has no life in it, but it still looks good. You are slowly dying from sin, and soon your end will be death and hell. When we were living in Malawi, sometimes the ladies, they have babies, and they don't want the baby. So what are they going to do with the baby? Sometimes they take the baby and they put it out in the bush, and they leave it there. and let it die out in the bush, and maybe the wild animals will come and eat it. But one time, sometimes they have outhouses. They don't have toilets like we do that flush, but they have an outhouse and a toilet with a hole in the floor. And sometimes they don't want the baby, so they put the baby down in that hole and they push it down into the toilet. Well, one lady, she did that. She didn't want her baby. And she put the baby down there, and the people from the village heard the baby crying. And they went, and they couldn't get to the baby, so they had to take the whole toilet building apart and pick the floor up and reach down and rescue the baby. Well, they took the baby, they cleaned the baby all up, and they gave her clean clothes. They gave the baby food to eat, and the baby looked good. But the baby was sick on the inside. You could not see that the baby was sick by looking at the baby because the baby looked very healthy. But slowly, the baby was dying. And a few months later, the baby died. You boys, you look good here this morning, boys and girls. The girls look good too. But you're dressed nicely. You look like this leaf. Maybe you even had a shower this morning, or last night, or yesterday. And you look good. You're clean. You're quiet. You're happy. You look like Christians. But you took my candy. Oh yes, you have a good excuse. Mr. Wright made you do a wrong. He made you take my candy. But no, you saw the sign. You obeyed Mr. Wright. And you took my candy. You ate my candy. Adam and Eve, they took the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And they knew when they took that fruit, they knew right then that they were sinners. And they looked at themselves. And they discovered they're naked. And they were ashamed. And so they made themselves clothes from leaves. Do you think they took a leaf like this or a leaf like this to make their clothes? Well, I'm sure it wasn't long before those nice leaves looked like this. And it didn't cover them very well when they dried up like that. God came down to the garden to talk to Adam and Eve. And He couldn't find them. He looked. He says, Adam, where are you? And Adam was hiding behind the bush. He says, I'm hiding. I'm naked. God said, who told you that you were naked? Did you eat the fruit of that tree? Adam confesses, and he blames God. He says, that woman that you gave me, she gave it to me, and she made me do it. God looks at Eve, and she blames the devil. The devil made me do it, she says. But no, they were guilty because Adam and Eve disobeyed. And so God had to cast them out of the garden. You boys and girls, you are also a guilty sinner. But God will not cast you out of the garden. God will do something far worse with you. He will cast you into hell. The soul that sins, it shall die. The wages of sin is death. And whoso was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then God looked at Adam. He looked at Eve. He looked at Satan. And God pronounced punishment and a consequence. And now man is going to have to work. He has to sweat. And the land will bring forth thorns. And things aren't going to grow as well. And the woman, she's going to suffer in childbirth when she has a baby. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. But God doesn't want to. He doesn't like the judgment part of that responsibility. So God has a way of escape. He wants to give you a way of escape. And for Adam and Eve, God has provided a Redeemer, a promised Redeemer, so they can be rescued. Well, God has a Redeemer for you. He has a promised a Redeemer for you boys and girls, so that you can be rescued from the lake of fire. Genesis 3, verse 15. I will put enmity between thee, the devil, and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The devil's seed and the seed of the woman. The devil's seed are the wicked people. Their father is the devil. The devil is the father of lies. But the seed of the woman, guess who the seed of the woman is? She had children. They had children. All the way down to Mary. And Mary had Jesus. The seed of the woman in this prophecy of the Redeemer is Jesus. Adam and Eve needed a Redeemer. And you need a Redeemer too. A Redeemer, Jesus. Jesus is the way of escape. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Satan and the seed of the woman would one day meet in a battle at the cross. And Jesus would die. Jesus was put on that cross. His hands were strung out. He was nailed to the cross. And he hanged there. And while he was there, he was punished for our sins. And there was a battle there at the cross. And Satan thought that he was the winner because Jesus died. But no, it was the plan of God to use this time at the cross to punish Jesus for your sin. God knew that you would be here today. And so 2,000 years ago, God punished Jesus for your sin. And then 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead. They buried him, but he rose from the dead. And he defeated Satan. Satan thought he was the winner, but no, Jesus is alive. Jesus is the winner. And so one day, Satan the loser will be cast into the lake of fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels. Well, Genesis 3 verse 21, we find that God was merciful to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were naked. And God made clothes for them from the skins of animals to cover the effects of sin. And in verse 21 it says, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. God covered the results of their sin through the death of an animal and the blood that was shed. And this reminds us of the death of the Lord Jesus who died to take away your sin. And if you admit, boys and girls, if you would admit that you are a sinner and you repent towards God and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. The animals, they died instead of Adam and Eve, but Jesus died instead of you. You boys and girls, listen now. You boys and girls have sinned by taking the candy that did not belong to you. So there must be punishment. I will need to execute judgment now. So you will each need to come up and stand here before the table. One by one and receive your punishment. Why don't we start with that boy down there? Cameron, you come up here. And you can all follow Cameron, come up to the table. I'm going to have to punish you, Cameron. This is a process. Bend over. This is the candy that you stole here. Just bend right over, right into the candy.
No! No! Wait!
What?
I will take this one.
But my son, I love you. Why would you take this boy's punishment?
Because I love him. I love all these children.
Oh, do you hear that? Cameron, boys and girls, Kyle's going to take the punishment for you.
Thank you. Say thank you to Kyle one after I beat him.
Kyle, come up here. I'm going to have to beat you. This candy is the sin of these boys and girls. You must take this sin upon yourself. Down. Okay. Oh, Cameron said, thank you, Kyle. Maybe all you boys and girls should say thank you, Kyle. Boys and girls, Kyle came up here and he took the punishment that you deserved. Now I am able to forgive you for taking my candy and for eating my candy. You are forgiven. And only because Kyle was willing to take your punishment for you. And so if you can accept Kyle's payment of taking your punishment for taking my candy, then I can forgive you and we can be friends again. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3 says, Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. The Lord Jesus, He has taken the punishment for you, boys and girls. At the time, He was hanging there on the cross. And He died on the cross. And He shed His precious blood to wash away your sins. Now, Jesus wants to be your friend. Now is the time for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. Will you accept God's forgiveness for your sin against Him? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And you can pray to the Lord Jesus. Tell the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want to be saved. And I believe that You took the punishment for me and that You died on the cross and that Your blood was shed to take away my sins. I believe. I receive You, Lord Jesus, as my Savior. Can you do that? Do you want to do that today and ask the Lord Jesus to save you? Well, after the meeting, because Kyle took the punishment for the people who disobeyed my sign, you're all welcome up to come up and take a candy after the meeting. Everybody may come and take one. I think we have time to sing some songs. Someone have a song you'd like to sing that we might know? Yes.
Jesus loves the little ones like me.
Jesus loves the little children?
Loves the little ones like me.
Oh, maybe Joel knows how that one goes. Have a song you'd like to sing. Yeah, Drew. 82. What is 82? What's the new word? Tell me the old story. One more. Isaac.
Jesus loves little children.
You like that one? Jesus. Up, so last one. What would you like to sing? A little ship was on the sea? Okay, let's see if we can. A little
ship was on the sea.
Our God and Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus who came into this world to take the punishment for our sins. And we just give thanks and honor and glory to you, Lord Jesus, for doing that for us. We give thanks for the story of Adam and Eve that shows us how our sin separates us from God and how that the Lord Jesus and His death and His blood that was shed draws us back into the relationship with God as Father. We just give thanks and just ask that the children would come to know the Lord as their Savior at an early age. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.